Every month, 30 to 40,000 tons of food is required to feed people in the three states of Darfur in Sudan. The food comes into Port Sudan and is driven down to the main hubs in long-haul trucks, and then on smaller trucks to the three state capitals of Darfur. WFP Darfur coordinator Corinne Fleischer says smaller six-wheel trucks are then used to deliver the food to some 350 different locations.
At the moment, we are feeding 2 million people in Darfur. This will go up during the hunger season up to 3.2, 3.3 million, because during hunger season, we also feed a bigger number of people in the villages.
WFP has 800 trucks on the roads in Sudan at any one time. The organization says the main problem it faces is access because of the patchwork of small conflict zones and insecurity on the roads. Fleischer says bandits targeted 46 trucks since the beginning of this year. 33 trucks and 23 drivers are still unaccounted for. Although banditry is hampering the operation, Fleischer says food deliveries are continuing for the moment. She says sometimes the drivers are too scared to make their journeys.
We're very much concerned. Any moment this could change. If the trucking companies are not getting in or stopping or reducing their service, then we could, within a very short time, be faced to cut the rations.
The United Nations peace operation for Darfur, UNAMID, has just over 9,000 soldiers and police officers on the ground, and more are expected to be deployed in the coming days. But so far, these forces have not been sufficient to improve the volatile security situation. WFP Darfur coordinator Corinne Fleischer.
If and when UNAMID is deploying and has the capacity on the ground, we will very much count on them to patrol the roads so that security is enhanced on the roads.
The World Food Programme is also concerned about the humanitarian air service that it manages in Sudan. On average, it flies 15,000 people all over Sudan and 8,000 to Darfur in a month. Fleischer says the flights are at risk for lack of funding.
This is right now very much at risk because we have not so far received funding this year for the humanitarian air service. And if we do not receive funding, we will have to stop operations by the end of the month, which would be dramatic.
Dramatic, she says, because soon as the rainy season starts, many roads in Darfur will not be accessible and people will not be able to reach their destinations to deliver humanitarian services. WFP says Darfur accounts for 77% of all of its resources. That's about $500 million this year and almost 500,000 tons of food for the people living in the war-ravaged region. Sabina Castle-Franco for VOA News, Khartoum.